Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A lot going on, Crowder. A lot going on with the Dolphins.
The show started, baby. The last 2 hours. Yeah. Been crazy.
Yeah. 2 and 5 days now. A report about Xavien Howard, which the Miami Dolphins are denying. But all that is going to get put on hold because the Patriots dynasty is dead. At least that's what Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel. He's a sports writer, covering, and you can follow him on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports. Dave, you are ready to announce that the Patriots dynasty is dead after their loss over the weekend. Is that true?
Yeah, I took the pulse, no pulse. On, actually, it's been that way for a while, right? I mean, when they lost Brady, and we all waited to see if Belichick could create magic. And it's kind of expected to me to how the Patriots season has played out. I'm surprised they're getting trounced like they have the last couple weeks, though.
And it's okay for us to celebrate this, right? Like, you wrote...
Are you kidding? How long have you been waiting and saying, any year now, any year, Tom Brady is going to get old? Well, he didn't get old. He just went to Tampa. And now we get to say, which I have been telling the New England writers for 10 years, oh, well, enjoy it while it lasts, because when Brady leaves the huddle, just like when Marino left the huddle, he ain't coming back for a while. And now we'll see how many quarterbacks they go through before they get one. And I should say this. This isn't a slap at Bill Belichick. A lot of people say, well, Brady was the more important component of that relationship. And to me, they're partners. You look in the Hall of Fame, anytime there's a coach in there, there's a quarterback in there too. And anytime you look at a quarterback, his coaches, and you need both of those components to win. And Belichick, for sustained winning, I'm not saying one season of magic or anything like that, but for sustained winning, you need greatness both at coach and quarterback.
Dave, so it's dead. This isn't a lull, because I can just see Atlanta moving on from Matt Ryan, or the Lions moving on, from Stafford. Or Justin Fields, Mac Jones, the Patriots get one of these quarterbacks. Like you said, they struggle to get one. But you're telling me, Dave, they can't sneak out, find one of these vets or a young guy and get right back on top?
Forget them. Look at their land there on the slab. They're being put under this dynasty. Now, what you're asking is, can Belichick resurrect his franchise and his team again? And just like Shula did, Shula had Greasy in the 70s, and he gets Marino, and there's a lot of sustained winning for them. So yeah, could he find another quarterback? Yeah, but until I don't think Matt Ryan or a fill-in is going to do it, because you look at, again, I'm talking sustained winning. I'm not saying couldn't come back for 1 year, but for Belichick to do anything, a 5-year run or something like that to the end of his career, he's going to have to find a top-notch quarterback.
We're talking to Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And a lot of the blame, I think, Dave, can be fairly placed on Bill Belichick, right? I mean, just they haven't drafted well. They didn't give Tom Brady weapons, so he chose to leave them. Like, a lot of the blame can be put on – the NFL coaching god. Everybody loves to you know, label him as the best coach ever, Bill Belichick. Like, this is a result of him maybe not having the foresight that, you know, Tom Brady did, where now he's succeeding somewhere else.
Yeah, I turned that around. I say, how did he keep this going for 20 years? I mean, because they went through four different makeovers under Brady, okay? Four or five, depending on how you want to count it up. And he just ran out of, you know, great moves to keep it going. And, yeah, Brady didn't have enough talent around him at the end. But in the salary cap era, you miss on a couple drafts like the Patriots did, and you're gonna pay for it. And he couldn't, meaning Belichick, couldn't come up with the – you know, the enough of the Ninkoviches or the guys he just gets for nothing and to create something in his system to keep it sustained for another year or two. And but, you know, the amazing part to me is he kept it going for 20 years in this era when who else has done that? So, yeah, he's to blame. GM Belichick let down Coach Belichick. And that's the way it usually happens.
And Dave, so the AFC East is open. Who's winning that race right now? Most people say Buffalo, but I think on Sunday we got Tua starting. Like, can the Dolphins take off? Like, you believe in this organization, believe in this draft. They have another, what, dozen draft picks next week. Is this the Dolphins' chance right now?
I would say next year, in 2 years, is the chance to take off. But yeah, look, this, if Buffalo doesn't do it now, look, they went out and they – made big swing for Diggs at receiver. They got Josh Allen in his third year. They should be the team. There should be nobody else who is able to challenge him. And, you know, I think that the Dolphins are, you know, bless them for beating San Francisco and you know, Jacksonville and the Jets. But let's face it, the Jets and Jacksonville are two of the worst, probably the two worst teams in the league right now. Yeah. And so I get why they moved on and they're saying, even if we, you know, go 7-9, 8-8, 9-7 this year under Fitzpatrick, what does that get us? It was time to move on. So, and get to the next era as quickly as possible because, yeah, you can challenge Buffalo. You can, it's the Patriots are sinking and the Jets are the Jets. And we used to say that about the Dolphins. The Dolphins were the Jets for years.
We're talking to Sun Sentinel columnist Dave Hyde. Dave, is Sunday, and I might be getting ahead of myself, you tell me, but is Sunday the most important day for South Florida sports since maybe, you know, one of the games in the Big Three era, Game 6 in Boston or Game 7 against the Spurs? I understand the Heat had an incredible run this year, but the implications of you know, how important Tua Tagovailoa is going to be for this franchise long term, like, and everything, you know, is going to come down to Sunday and how he looks in his first game, the decision to start him after you go 3-3 with Fitzpatrick. Like, is Sunday the most important day for South Florida sports in maybe a couple years, 5-6 years at the very least?
Well, it's the most fun day, but let's face it, is it that consequential of a day? When Marino started, they lost the first game. His first pass was intercepted. They lose the first game. So are we talking consequence winning and losing, or just how we feel after watching Tua play probably for the first game? So there's no need to dress it up or anything. The day stands on its own. This is a day, you know, everybody's been waiting for and on some level for 20 years, right? I mean, where you say, okay, the chapter's turning. Even when Tannehill started in 2012 or 2011, there was a feeling he's not ready. I mean, remember he had played 2 years in college and nobody really knew. David Gerard got hurt and he got thrust in there. And so we weren't sure what they had. With Tua, and you have to put up the asterisks, as long as he's healthy, the idea was he was the top pick in the draft, and the Dolphins got him fifth because of that health. So I get what you're saying. It's the biggest day for the Dolphins without the win or loss, but as turning the page as they've had in years and years, probably 20 years.
I look at it from the perspective that I think Flores and Greer together in these 2 years since they've been working together here, or a year and whatever, they've earned, you know, for the most part, the trust of this fan base. And I think most people trust that Brian Flores is going to make the correct decision. He preaches culture. He preaches, you know, the best player will play. That's his philosophy. And I think people have bought into that here. And just 3 weeks ago, he was telling us that Tua Tagovailoa is not ready yet. And then, you know, after they beat the Jets, they blow out the Jets with 3-3. He decides to make Tua Tagovailoa the starter. So I guess the way I was looking at it was, if Tua comes out on Sunday in this, you know, extremely important game for the Dolphins, because, you know, what it could mean for Tua Tagovailoa's future and how we perceive him here, if he doesn't look ready, can't Flores lose some of that, I don't know if respect, but trust that he's already built up with the fan base?
Yeah, look, this is a whole organizational decision, but I agree with you that this is the head coach's decision to start the quarterback. Is he ready? Well, we're going to find out. So, you know, I'm not basing it on one game, and yet I get there's going to be – you want him to look good out of the box. You want him to look like Justin Herbert has looked out of the box, right, as Joe Burrow has looked out of the box. And so I guess where I would differ from you a little is I'm still in the wait-and-see mode with Brian Flores and Chris Greer in this era, and let's face it, this is the number one decision. You marry yourself to a quarterback. They married themselves to Tua, just as you go to the Dolphins' eras through the years, and they failed because the quarterbacks failed. And so they have to be right on this decision of not so much when to start them or when not to start them. I think this is a fine time, and they would have been fine at 1-3 if he was healthy and ready. But just on the fact that he can be a top-tier quarterback. He can do – I mean, just look what a quarterback can step in and do. Lamar Jackson stepped in midseason, took the Ravens to the playoffs, made their franchise exciting. Justin Herbert's given a 12 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in his first, 4 starts. And there's a different feel to that organization. Patrick Mahomes, what he did out there. So this one play piece, they got to get right. And if they get it right, they get all the credit and glory that comes with it. And if they get it wrong, then either they're looking for another one or they're looking for another job.
And Dave, I got to ask you, because you're in the information business, you know, you've been down here for what? Was you 25, 30 years?
Come on, I've been here since 85, Shannon. Give me 35. Put a 35 on that.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. So I got to help you. You need to help me with this. Guys, we all know now, and this information just came out about an hour and a half ago. I know you've seen it, Dave. Omar Kelly said the Dolphins are fielding offers for Xavier Howard. Then Barry Jackson says nobody. The Dolphins told him they're not fielding offers. And then Joe Shad comes back and says, yes, I have somebody in NFL that said they are trying to see what the trade offers would be for Xavier Howard. How do we filter through all this information? What do you think is going on?
I think we're coming, and you live this probably on the inside, Shannon, of what does shopping or fielding offers mean, okay? Let's start here. I would be fielding offers for Xavier Howard. You're selling high right now. You have a guy who's had 3 knee surgeries who has the second highest contract. I don't understand why they signed him, to be honest with you. He's got knee problems. He's got huge contract. He's extremely talented, obviously, but he's played 46 of 70 games. And is that going to get better? Maybe, but the odds are it's not going to get better as he gets older and his knees get older. And I don't know, and you don't know what the knee issue is, and was it simple and it's okay now, or is it going to deteriorate through the year? So I guess the bottom line, if I'm a Dolphins GM, I'm taking phone calls if somebody calls. I might be just putting out little feeler. What could we get for Xavier Howard? We got a first-round pick from Minka Fitzpatrick. What could we? So, and you look at the Dolphins' timeline. Are they ready to win now? Are they ready to win next year? Or is the timeline really maybe a year and a half from now? And where will Xavien Howard be at that point? So, are they fielding offers? I hope so. If I'm the GM, I probably am. Does that mean you take the offer? Well, probably not, because if I'm an opposing GM, you get him now, you're getting one of the top cornerbacks in the league. He's 4 interceptions in 4 weeks. That's unbelievable, the level he's playing at right now. And he can help you win this year. The question is, where will he be in 2 or 3 years if I'm the Dolphins?
He's Dave Hyde. You can follow him on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports. He's a columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thank you so much for your time, Dave. We always appreciate it.
All right, Solana, good to see you here. You're behind the microphone there. You're getting extended run here. What do you think, Channing? What's the grade on Solana so far?
C minus his whole life, Dave. But you brought some big words out of him, Dave. He said implications. He said some long words. I don't know, Dave. You bring the best out of him.
I had to impress Dave Hyde. I had to. I used the small words for Hawk, but. How was fishing yesterday? Dave, by the way, how was fishing yesterday?
Great. Went back in the Everglades. Light tackle, mangroves, caught some redfish, caught some mangrove snappers, 15 to 20 pound tarpon back there. It was a full day of fun. Full day of fun. Right, Channing? You know that.
Yeah, man. Florida, you went Everglades City or you went south?
Yeah, I went to off of Key Largo.
Oh, okay, and you ran across to the bay, to Florida Bay over there?
Yeah, I ran to where you got a canoe in. No motors allowed. Then you drop the canoe in the water and you row back in a couple. It's a pioneer's work. That's what it was.
That's awesome.
All right, Dave. Thank you. We appreciate it.
It's beautiful. All right, take care.
All right, have a good one. That's Dave Hyde there of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Think he can outfish you, Crowder?
Nope. I've told him before. I don't believe anybody can outfish me. The guys on TV don't got me. I just don't have a camera.
We went fishing once. I outfished you.
Solana. We could talk about it later. Goodness gracious.
Do what you got to do.
J&K Roofing is the best, guys. I talk about them, but I'm also a customer. They have been the South Florida's premier roofing company for over 41 years, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They keep you and their workers safe. They're social distancing, and to be honest, in most cases, they don't have to come in your office or in your home to put a new roof or fix an existing one. And right now, you gotta call J&K and get them to assess. If you have a problem, one of those spots on the ceiling, like what happened to me a couple months ago, call J&K. Let them come out and assess the situation, because the financing offers right now through Y-Green will blow your mind and save you money. And like I said, home or office, residential or commercial, there's no job too big. There's no job too small for J&K to come handle. And when I have my problem, I call the owner, Donnie, and I told him, I said, I need some help. I'm having roof issues. He sent out the best workers. They were on time. They told me 8:30. I was like, okay, 8:45, 9. I don't know if they slept the night outside of my house. They were here at 8:30. They were professional. They were respectful. And the material, whatever you got, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, I had clay barrel, the best material and the best workers. And that's what Donnie told me. That's how you're the best, and that's how you run South Florida Roofing for over 40 years, is having great workers putting on great stuff. It makes perfect sense, but it's not easy to do, and J&K does it because they give us quality service, safety, and health, and there's nothing more customer once is that, and that's what J&K is about. Give them a call today. It rains every day. Hurricane season just passed. There's still one wrapping back around the Gulf somewhere. Call J&K right now. Any questions, any needs, let them come out and assess the situation. Give them a call at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
Duncan Robinson posted on Instagram what his favorite snack is. It's probably the most Duncan Robinson answer you could imagine. I'll tell you what it is next on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my
baby back ribs.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.